Denmark's largest newspaper put Princess Margaret's picture on the front page today and a similar-sized picture of Premier Khrushchev on the back, said, "Certainly Khrushchev's new threats are more important than Princess Margaret's, yes. But," said the Danish paper, "we're optimists. We relegate Khrushchev to the back page and say, this is Margaret's day." And so it was in London today and throughout much of Western Europe. A British and European radio and TV hookup brought the Westminster Abbey ceremony to an audience estimated at 300 million, perhaps the largest in history and certainly the greatest number to witness any wedding. Before a throng of more than 2,000 invited guests, ranging from Queen Elizabeth II to an old lady who used to be Anthony Armstrong Jones's cook, the daughter of a British king was married for the first time in four centuries to an untitled commoner. The 30-year-old bride had a moment of stage fright in the midst of the ceremony. All went smoothly amidst the medieval splendor of the 900-year-old Westminster Abbey until Princess Margaret began repeating her vows before the Archbishop of Canterbury. Armstrong Jones had spoken his responses clearly and firmly, but when the world's best-known bachelor girl came to the ancient ritual of pledging herself to Tony, she choked up for a moment. "For better or worse," intoned the Archbishop of Canterbury. There was no reply. "For better or worse," the Archbishop repeated. Then Margaret responded quietly, her voice lower than usual. As the two knelt on the gold silk cushions before the altar, where England's kings and queens have been crowned for centuries, Princess Margaret turned over another page of history as she said, "I, Margaret Rose, take thee, Anthony Charles Robert, to my wedded husband, to have and to hold, from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love, to cherish, and to obey, till death do us part." Outside the gray, weather-worn abbey, a million Londoners and tourists roared cheers for the newlyweds. It was a warm, sunny day. This afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Anthony Armstrong Jones will board the Royal Yacht Britannia for a Caribbean honeymoon cruise. A special account of their wedding can be heard over most of the CBS radio stations at 7:45 Eastern Time tonight.
The Wedding of Princess Margaret, presented by Elgin. For modern styling, lasting dependability, there's no watch like an Elgin watch. The trumpets sounded in the halls of ancient Westminster Abbey as the diminutive young princess and her husband stepped out of the chapel of St. Edward the Confessor. They had just signed the official marriage register in the presence of church representatives and members of the family. This is Alan Jackson of CBS News in New York with the story of today's royal wedding of Princess Margaret and Anthony Armstrong Jones. We'll begin our report right after this message.
I guess most of us are inclined to get a little misty-eyed over weddings. It's an occasion that richly deserves the pomp and ceremony that goes with it. And there's another important event that comes at this time of year, graduation day. Caps and gowns, diplomas, high hopes for the future. A perfect gift on this great day for the young hopeful who means so much to you is an Elgin watch. For example, an Elgin Sportsman, an Elgin Starlight. They're ruggedly built for work or sport, handsomely designed for dress wear, and fully jeweled for lasting timekeeping accuracy. Be sure to see Elgin's smartly different cufflink watch and lapel watch, a new idea in gift watches, or the Elgin money clip watch that makes even two $1 bills look impressive. Fashion models for girls, too. For a gift or for yourself, see the Elgin Sportsman series for men, the Elgin Starlight series for ladies. Only $19.95. Why wait? Visit your Elgin dealer today.
It was a bright, sunshiny day in London town. The temperature was climbing toward the 70-degree mark, and there were blue skies above. Thousands of people had camped along the sidewalk through the night to witness the day's procession. It began with the departure of Armstrong Jones and the bridesmaids from Buckingham Palace.
If Piccadilly Circus is the hub of the Commonwealth, then the Victoria Memorial here in front of Buckingham Palace is the very spindle of Royal London. About us sweeps the broad circular carriageway surrounding the white marble and bronze of the memorial itself. And passing round that wide carriageway is the bridegroom. Mr. Anthony Armstrong Jones, with his groomsman at his side, drives slowly past in a closed car, smiling, looking, and who would blame him, remarkably happy, as he sets forth from Buckingham Palace towards the Abbey on this, his wedding day. Some 50 yards ahead of him go the four elegant limousines which carry the bridesmaids. And what a picture of diminutive exquisite elegance they were.
Then came the Queen Mother Elizabeth, the Prince of Wales, the young son of Queen Elizabeth, and heir to the throne.
Here are the figures we've been expecting. An officer comes forward and salutes. There I see the Queen Mother in gold. And there is the heir to the throne. There is the Prince of Wales. And he is this morning a Scotsman. This 11 years old boy, home from school for this wedding day of his aunt, Princess Margaret. He's wearing the kilt of Royal Stuart tartan. He's got a dark green jacket on and lace at the throat, a lace jabot, as he gets in there with Her Majesty, who is wearing this turquoise blue, beautiful dress. They're in this enclosed coach with the crown on top of it to begin the procession. And now they move when we get a full view of Queen Alexandra's state coach with Her Majesty in it. There she is on this, the right-hand side, and you will see when she emerges into the front of the palace that the Queen Mother is on the Sovereign's left and the Prince of Wales on this very important day when he is not just a small boy, but taking an official part in a great state occasion and a great family occasion, sits, and even before they emerge into the public gaze, he waves to members of the household through the windows. And so the outriders go through the sanded pavement of the central arch used only by the Sovereign. And the coach, the Queen's coach, emerges into the forecourt, and we join Raymond Baxter outside there on the Victoria Memorial.
The river of colour has burst its banks, and it comes flowing towards us now in a most elegant stream. Already the first two divisions of the Sovereign's escort of the Household Cavalry, the two divisions of the Blues, some 50 magnificently mounted men, go slowly by, not at the trot, but at the walk. They go round the curving terrace immediately below us, between the rigid lines of guardsmen at the present, and now the crimson and gold of it. The two outriders on their greys, the horses nodding their heads, and the coach turning out to be greeted by the people.
Down the mall, the procession moved, and at Admiralty Arch, the glass horse-drawn coach of the princes appeared. And the crowd gasped in admiration and beamed on Princess Margaret, escorted by the Duke of Edinburgh, riding to her wedding.
Outside the west door of Westminster Abbey. This is the moment for which these crowds have been waiting, some of them since yesterday afternoon. The coach has halted, it has come to a standstill. Now, this remarkable sight, this flower of whiteness inside the coach. Princess Margaret steps down from the coach and makes her way to the west door of Westminster Abbey.
From the west door of Westminster Abbey, the princes, escorted by the Duke, stepped into ancient Westminster, steeped in tradition and centuries of history. The wedding ceremony was about to begin. We'll bring you that part of the story in just a moment.
It's traditional that all brides are beautiful, whether she be a princess or the girl next door. It's traditional, too, that on her wedding day, the bride receives a gift from her husband. And in that tradition, Elgin creates a shimmering line of diamond watches, watches magnificent in their sparkling loveliness. Elgin diamond watches to match the radiant beauty of the bride. There's the Elgin Star Glow. It will grace the wrist of your loved one with the fire of perfectly matched diamonds. Serve her faithfully through the years, for it has a superbly accurate 19-jewel movement. Every moment of every day, and especially for those special days long to be remembered, her Elgin diamond watch adds the high note of glamour. Put a diamond on her wrist. You'll see the reflection of diamond beauty shining in her eyes. See the beautiful line of Elgin diamond watches, priced from just $39.95 at your Elgin dealer soon. The perfect match. Sparkling diamonds plus enduring accuracy. Another new from Elgin.
Inside Westminster, the princes stood quietly for a moment. A tiny white figure under the soaring arches of the abbey, and then she slipped her left arm into that of the Duke, and they started slowly toward the altar. From the side, Anthony Armstrong Jones and his best man, dressed in mourning clothes and wearing white carnations, stepped out to join the Duke and the princes, and the four of them faced the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate instituted of God himself, signifying unto us the mystical union that is betwixt Christ and his church, which holy estate Christ adorned and beautified with his presence and first miracle that he wrought in Cana of Galilee, and is commended in Holy Writ to be honorable among all men, and therefore is not by any to be enterprised, nor taken in hand, unadvisedly, lightly, or wantonly, but reverently, discreetly, soberly, and in the fear of God, duly considering the causes for which matrimony was ordained. First, it was ordained for the increase of mankind according to the will of God, and that children might be brought up in the fear and nurture of the Lord and to the praise of his holy name. Secondly, it was ordained in order that the natural instincts and affections implanted by God should be hallowed and directed aright, that those who are called of God to this holy estate should continue therein in pureness of living. Thirdly, it was ordained for the mutual society, help, and comfort that the one ought to have of the other, both in prosperity and adversity, into which holy estate these two persons present come now to be joined. Therefore, if any man can show any just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace.
The Archbishop of Canterbury now begins the marriage service.
I require and charge you both, as he will answer at the dreadful day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed, that if either of you know any impediment why ye may not be lawfully joined together in matrimony, you do now confess it, for be well assured that so many as are coupled together otherwise than God's word doth allow are not joined together by God, neither is their matrimony lawful. Anthony Charles Robert, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto her, as long as ye both shall live.
I will.
Margaret Rose, wilt thou have this man to thy wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou obey him and serve him, love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto him so long as ye both shall live? Who giveth this woman to be married to this man? Say after me. I, Anthony Charles Robert.
I, Anthony Charles Robert.
Take thee, Margaret Rose.
Take thee, Margaret Rose.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
And thereto I plight thee my troth.
And thereto I plight thee my troth.
I, Margaret Rose.
I, Margaret Rose.
Take thee, Anthony Charles Robert.
Take thee, Anthony Charles Robert.
To my wedded husband.
To my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For richer,
for better, for worse. For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love, cherish, and to obey.
To love, cherish, and to obey.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
And thereto I give thee my troth.
And thereto I give thee my troth.
The best man now gives the wedding ring of Welsh gold to the Archbishop and places it upon his prayer book.
In thy name, O Lord, we hallow and dedicate this ring, that by thy blessing, he who gives it and she who wears it, keeping true faith the one to the other, may abide together in thy peace, continue together in thy favor, live together in thy love, and may finally dwell together in thine eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Say after me. With this ring I thee wed.
With this ring I thee wed.
With my body I thee worship.
With my body I thee worship.
And with all my worldly goods I thee endow.
And with all my worldly goods I thee endow.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Ghost.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Let us pray. O eternal God, creator and preserver of all mankind, giver of all spiritual grace, the author of everlasting life, send thy blessing upon these thy servants, this man and this woman, whom we bless in thy name, that living faithfully together, they may surely perform and keep the vow and covenant betwixt them made, whereof this ring given and received is a token and pledge, and may ever remain in perfect love and peace together, and live according to thy laws, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Forasmuch as Anthony, Charles, Robert, and Margaret Rose have consented together in holy wedlock and have witnessed the same before God and this company, and thereto have given and pledged their troth either to other, and have declared the same by giving and receiving of a ring and by joining of hands, I pronounce that they be man and wife together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, bless, preserve, and keep you. The Lord mercifully with his favor look upon you, and so fill you with all spiritual benediction and grace, that you may so live together in this life, that in the world to come ye may have life everlasting. Amen.
Thus in solemn ceremony, the commoner from the middle-class neighborhood of Pimlico Road was married to a British princess, the first to do so in 450 years. We'll continue with our story after this message.
On this great day, the bride and groom exchange vows and customarily exchange gifts. What to give the groom? It's not easy, you've heard, to choose the right gift for a man. We say it is easy because your husband is like every man, although you may not believe it, and nothing could please him more than a new Elgin self-winding watch. New self-winding Elgins take winding off your hands and mind for good. For every one of these new Elgins winds itself with just the normal movements of the arm, lifting the phone, for instance. And these are the world's only self-winding watches with the DuraBalance guaranteed shock-proof for life. What's more, they're one-third thinner than standard models, even thinner than imported models costing $400 and more. With a wedding, graduation, vacation, or an important birthday coming on, it's smart to choose a gift now. See the exciting new Elgin self-winding watches at your Elgin dealer today.
Big Ben had pealed the hour of noon as the ceremony ended. Princess Margaret came out of the abbey and was helped into her glass coach by her new husband and driven back to Buckingham Palace.
And now, through the arch comes the glass coach itself. Just below me, at this window, I see the coach, the shining top of it, the coachman. The coachman pulls his two greys to a halt as the coach itself draws up at the grand entrance of the palace, the salute having been given. The two scarlet-coated footmen jump down from the box behind, lower the steps, open the door of the glass carriage as this guard of honor with the standard dipped, the men at the present, salute the bride and groom as Princess Margaret descends from the glass coach and as this officer of the blues on his black charger, his drawn sword, sits there, the horse as immaculate as the rider. At this moment of homecoming, sunshine flooding this gravel-paved great courtyard of the inside of the palace, and the footmen stand aside because here is the bride coming to the palace. She pauses for a moment, smiling there, Mr. Armstrong Jones beside her, and they stand as the glass coach moves away, and the cars bringing some of the others from the abbey, draw into the grand entrance. The bride and groom mount those red carpeted stairs to go into the ball supper room, prepare to receive the others, prepare for the wedding breakfast.
So it was time for the royal reception at Buckingham Palace. In a moment, A note on the honeymoon cruise abroad. Today, we're all guests at this fabulous wedding as Princess Margaret becomes a bride. Not a direct invitation from the palace, perhaps, but a very personal invitation from royalty, Lord and Lady Elgin. Lord and Lady Elgin watches, a tradition in quality watch design. So givable, so reasonable, and they're 23 jewels accurate. And every Lord and Lady Elgin watch has Durabalance, guaranteed shockproof for life. It's another new from Elgin. See the Lady Elgin Valera, so tiny it will slip through a wedding ring. There's the Lord Elgin Stratford. Its distinctive look says smartness and success at a glance. See the most beautiful watches since time began. New Lord and Lady Elgin watches, priced from only $50. And think of yourself, too. You will be as proud to own an Elgin as to give one. See your franchise Lord and Lady Elgin jeweler soon. The Royal Yacht Britannia, polished and manned for the honeymoon cruise to the Caribbean, was the final stop of the day's procession, as Princess Margaret married her photographer, Anthony Armstrong Jones. This is Alan Jackson in New York. ...of Princess Margaret has been presented by Elgin. For modern styling, lasting dependability, there's no watch like an Elgin watch.
This is the CBS Radio Network.